What is laparoscopic hernia surgery?
Laparoscopic hernia repair is similar to other laparoscopic procedures. General anesthesia is given and a small incision is made in or just below the navel. The abdomen is inflated with air so that the surgeon can see the abdominal organs. A thin, lighted scope called a laparoscope is inserted through the incision. The instruments to repair the hernia are inserted through other small incisions in the lower abdomen. Mesh is then placed over the defect to reinforce the abdominal wall. There are many things to consider when deciding if you should have inguinal hernia repair surgery, such as whether your hernia is incarcerated or strangulated, and whether you have other conditions that need to be addressed before hernia repair surgery is appropriate.
Why is it done?
Surgical repair is recommended for inguinal hernias that are causing pain or other symptoms, and for hernias that are incarcerated or strangulated. Surgery is always recommended for inguinal hernias in children. Laparoscopic hernia repair is being done in some hospitals and clinics as an alternative to open surgery. It may be the preferred option for people who need to return quickly to work or other activities and for those who have hernias on both sides. Laparoscopic surgery repair may not be appropriate for people who have an incarcerated hernia or who cannot tolerate general anesthesia. It also may not be appropriate for those who have bleeding disorders such as hemophilia or idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura or who are taking medicines to prevent blood clotting, called blood thinners or anticoagulants, such as warfarin. Laparoscopic surgery also may not be right for you if you have had many abdominal surgeries. Scar tissue may make the surgery harder to do through the laparoscope. If you have a severe lung disease such as emphysema, the carbon dioxide used to inflate the abdomen may interfere with your breathing. This surgery also is generally not chosen for those who are pregnant or who are extremely obese. Laparoscopic hernia repair is usually not done on children, but a laparoscope may be used during open hernia repairs in children to explore the opposite groin for a hernia. This can be done by inserting the laparoscope into the side that is being operated on and looking at the opposite side. If a hernia is present, the surgeon can repair both sides during the same operation.
What are the risks?
Some people may need special preparation before surgery to decrease the risk of complications. These are people who have a history of blood clots in large blood vessels, which is also called deep vein thrombosis, people who smoke, people who take large doses of aspirin. Aspirin slows blood clotting and may increase the chances of bleeding after surgery. People who take blood thinners, such as warfarin, heparin, and enoxaparin, and people who have severe urinary problems, such as those caused by an enlarged prostate gland. Risks of laparoscopic hernia repair include pain in the cord that carries sperm from the testicle to the penis, pain in the testicles or pain in the thighs, fluid or blood in the scrotum, the inguinal canal, or the abdominal muscles, inability to urinate or bladder injury, infection from the mesh or stitches, scar tissue formation, injury to the abdominal organs, blood vessels, and nerves, numbness in the thigh, pain in the thigh, known as nerve entrapment, injury to the testicle causing testicular atrophy, this is rare, and recurrence of the hernia, which is usually related to the mesh applied during surgery being too small to cover the groin area, or the mesh not being stapled well,